Bill Snyder joins us on Sports Byline, head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. And if you take a look at the BCS poll, you see the Wildcats are currently number 2 and number 3 in the AP poll. They're getting ready to play TCU this weekend. Bill, I'm wondering, when you came out of camp at the end of summer, got ready for the football season, what type of team did you think you had this season?
Well, whatever my thoughts were, it was reflected on just how we were at that particular point in time. I'm not big on making projections. I thought we were, a fairly decent football team. It's just one that I knew wherever we were, we needed to, improve over the course of the season. And, when you do that, then you don't put any limitations on what you might achieve. But, I don't make any of those projections. But, I thought we were a solid offensive team. I thought defensively we had some shortcomings. Not that we didn't on offense, but I thought we had maybe a few more on defense and had to make some vast improvements. And I thought our special teams were reasonably sound, but all of it needed to get better, and all of it did during the course of the season, or at least has up to this point in time.
How long does it take for a team to show its personality, what kind of team it's going to be, Bill?
Well, I don't know if I can answer that question or not. I think you have to get into the season, and I'm not so sure the personalities or the makeup of your team ever stops changing. I think it's kind of an ongoing process. It's like we had a substantial number of returning players from last year, but we were, the dynamics of our football team were different, even though we had so many returners. And I think it's, and I've seen it change throughout the course of the year. Our youngsters have kind of set a tone for the personality or the makeup of the team, but you see it change as well. I think the makeup of our football team has been positive and good and centered around intrinsic values. But you see blips in the road as you go, and that kind of alters things. But they've been good about responding to any issues that they might have or we might have. And I think if there was, one solid point with our football team is they have, they genuinely care about each other, and they are pretty good about being committed to responding to any situation that they have in a positive way. And I always appreciate that.
I know you're that kind of character guy. You like that sort of thing in a team. You like to see a team come together and collectively do things. When you take a look at this team, because it is a veteran team, you brought back a lot of players. Does that make it a little bit easier to get that cohesiveness then?
Well, I think it does. And, as long as everybody's committed to that, that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have youngsters that have been in your program a little bit longer, they have the capacity, and ours do, take the younger players under their wing and, allow them to understand from a player's vantage point what all that really means.
When you look at that West Virginia game, that was one that everybody was talking to, and you guys beat them handily, 55-14. Are those the type of signpost games for you, Bill, that you really get to know a little bit more about your team?
Well, I don't know. I think as a coach, and I think I probably speak for virtually every coach, whoever the next opponent is, you probably think that's, after you watch them on videotape for several days, you think that might be the best team in the country that you're getting ready to play, no matter who it happens to be. It's just the nature of of the profession, I think. Some of them are close and some of them are not. And I don't think that they're, I'm not a believer in signature wins, so to speak. I don't know really what that means. But, I don't think any one game totally establishes anything other than the fact that either you played well or very well or excellent or whatever the case may be. but it doesn't have anything to do with the rest of them.
With your team standing at 9-0, and you know, you get to a point, and I know some coaches have to look at their team and make sure that they're not looking beyond the game that happens to be in front of them, or thinking, well, you know, we're only a couple games away from an undefeated season and maybe a national championship game. Do you keep an eye out for something like that?
Well, I think that's one of those things that you can't just wait until it happens and then all of a sudden begin to try to pull the reins in. You know, I think that you have to start from the very beginning, you know, way back in last year after we finished our season, is preparing for, you know, a variety of different things that could take place. And as I said before, it's important how we respond. And, you know, if I were to have waited until this week to really try to keep our youngsters level-headed and not reeled in. I don't think that's a significant term for it. But I think, you know, our approach has always been one day at a time, one step at a time. And that's the way we've approached it from the very outset. So our youngsters are pretty well ingrained, you know, that it's not about anything other than, you know, how we finish today and how we start tomorrow. And, you know, but I also understand, you know, they're 18, 19 years old, and if they were 40 or 50, they probably would have a tendency to, you know, to want to reflect on what the future could hold for them. But I think our guys do a pretty good job of staying level-headed about all that.
Let me ask you about your quarterback, because I'm looking at his numbers here, Colin Klein, and they're very impressive, 133 completions and 187 attempts, 1,875 yards, 12 TDs, 2 interceptions, and then you add into that his running of 698 yards. Tell me about the intrinsic things that he does that go beyond just the numbers I just mentioned, Bill.
Well, I think that's really a significant question. Colin is a very talented young guy, but he is, his greatest talents lie in how he lives his life. He's an amazingly tremendous young guy. We have a lot of wonderful young people in our program, but Colin is, you know, is truly a special young guy. He's a very caring young guy. He's a very faith-based young person, a tremendous family man. He's a quality student. He's a musician. He cares about his teammates. He's a tremendous leader. He works diligently at improving every facet of his life, you know, including football, on a daily basis. I mean, when you talk about the intrinsic values, he possesses them for the right reasons, and he does it legitimately, and he does it with a passion and consistently, and he believes in those things. I mean, that's the important thing. You know, a lot of people can talk about, you know, discipline and hard work and all the, you know, a variety of different intrinsic things that we talk about so much as coaches. But he, you know, he believes in it, and he tries diligently to be, you know, that person. And it carries over to his teammates. And he has, as I said, he's provided tremendous leadership for our program, and he's really kind of a very mild-mannered, very humble young guy, and initially was not, you know, really a demanding leader, but he was, you know, a leader by example, and he realized that we've had some conversations, and he's realized that he can have a verbal and a major demanding impact on his teammates, you know, by being a little more verbal and being a little more demanding than what he is. And so that's kind of out of his makeup, but he stepped out of his shell and put himself in that position and has really been and well responded to by his teammates. But he's always willing to do things like that because he really cares about his teammates. He's really a good young guy.
We only have 30 seconds left, but Bill, what you just described is somebody that brings a lot of stability, and that means that in tense moments, everybody kind of understands that calmness. Am I correct in that observation?
Maybe that I'm just not smart enough to, you know, get overly excited about anything. But, you know, I think you have to have, you know, I want our players to be poised so that, you know, it is a cerebral game as well. And, you know, I want them to understand that I'm not going to go off the deep end anytime, and that, you know, we can set the example and, you know, they can be poised as well. I want them to play with enthusiasm.
Bill, I want to thank you very much. You're welcome back here anytime. Continued good luck this season.
Well, I appreciate it a great deal, and I appreciate what you do for our armed forces. Thank you so much.
Bill Snyder, the fine coach at Kansas State. They are 9-0, number 2 in the BCS poll. We continue on Sports Byline.